Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report, where it has been a week of real highs and then that cold front came through. It was a bit of heavy winds, big seas, lots of undercurrent, and it threw a spanner in the works. But it is not all doom and gloom, because although this weekend is going to be some trine fishing, we do have a plan and we are going to get to that plan later on in the show. But for now, guys, here's a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, who's always been the ones that are supporting this show, and these are the stores that are open for you this weekend.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, if this weekend is going to be a bit unpleasant for you to go and fish, if you find the winds are too heavy and the sea is too rough, well, Kingfisher is open for you. Go and pop in, chat to the guys. They are experts in their field, and they will advise you as to where you should be fishing and perhaps some areas where you can go and try out some fishing. That is the beauty of KZN. There's always somewhere to go and fish. And our reporters, as we get onto the show, is going to tell us all about it. So guys, let's kick it off down the south coast, where the week started off absolutely fantastic. Adam was smiling from ear to ear until Wednesday, when things turned south, literally. Here is Adam with this week's fishing report.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So guys, we are definitely getting back on track in terms of these podcasts again. Oh, there's been so much news to report the last few days. It's been absolutely insane, just trying to keep up with everything. So yeah, Vinesh, just getting straight into the action. It's been absolutely great, and then not so great, unfortunately, down on the lower south coast. Listen, we've had some really, really big cob. I'm talking 38 kilo, 20 kilo plus cob coming out down the lower coast in a few really good spots. We're looking at Sandspit further north, and we're looking at Sandspit further south. Really, really big cob. I don't want to give too much away, unfortunately, as you know, there's been a few anglers really putting in the dedication, the time targeting these big cob. But looking at your working banks, your banks that have got formations, you know, guys throwing huge Rapalas, and I'm talking those Rapala Magnums, you know, those really big boys, putting a bit of lead wire around the shank of those singles or treble hooks, have been landing some beautiful, beautiful cob. I've just seen the pictures. Obviously, guys don't want me to post them because they don't want to give the secret spot away, but I know where it is, and yeah, it's definitely been really good, Vinesh. Look, the last few days in terms of the weather's been a bit up and down, very, very windy, as we know, and a very cold snap. We've had some snow in Kokstad, so the guys are really complaining up that side as well. So, we've had some good fish. It has been quiet the last few days. We're not going to lie down on the south coast. We just don't do that sort of thing. We did get a few very, very nice bronzes and quite a lot of Khalyun coming out. Chokka definitely still being the preferred bait. A chokka blob, but proper decent export chokka, not baby squid or anything like that. You might catch one or two on that just because, but you know, putting a proper export chokka, you're going to get a good bronzy or a good khalyun. Brusher have still sort of been around, I must admit. Quite a few decent sized ones and a few smaller ones here and there. Also a couple of non-eds, Vinesha. The south coast has been fishing fairly well. Even on the bass side, we've had a few spawning bass here and there, and a bit of kirpa or tilapia, as we know them, also, you know, putting up some beds and getting some really decent sizes. It's definitely been a case of a watermelon red in terms of, bass fishing. And June bug silver, a really nice color that McCarthy's doing at the moment. We've also had a few decent non-eds popping up. Some sandies and some smaller grays, you know, here and there on the deeper water spots, orange rocks and those sort of particular places. Very, very nice fish landing. Margate Pier has definitely been quiet. So if anyone wants to pop down for the weekend just for a throw or two, I wouldn't recommend Margate Pier. I have to say that, unfortunately, guys. I mean, Stompy has been hitting the Ramsgate area, South Brim area recently, and be getting himself a nice cob, nice bronzies down in those particular areas. And that's the only place that's really producing anything noteworthy without giving away the location, unfortunately. But yeah, it's definitely been good down on the coast. Just like I said earlier, these last few days not looking too great. Coming up for the weather for the weekend though, Vinesh, it's looking a bit iffy, I must admit. Friday morning, a west to northeast blowing, getting to around 20 k's an hour. Saturday, a south southwest with a huge swell of around 3 meters plus. Sunday, the wind is still blowing as southwester, but a huge, huge swell of around 5 meters with a massive ground swell moving up to 19 seconds. So again, those rolling, crashing waves moving in from the deep, coming right up onto the bricks. I just predict weed and sand, you know, just weed and sand on most of our gullies. As you can see in that video that I provided earlier, just of a local spot, it's not looking good. A lot of white water, and not good white water either. So look, if it does change, if things do settle down, I do think the fish will be on the bite, just, you know, for a bit here and there. If anyone wants to maybe brave like a small little cove or a small bay like Shad Bay in Manaba, a really good spot. Moving over to St. Mark's Tidal Pool, another good area to try and, you know, get away from that wind and try and throw just in front here, you know, with a chocker bait or a prawn bait. Try and scratch for a barbel or two. It might be a really good idea for this upcoming weekend. But otherwise, Vinesh, fishing was good and then bad. So that is definitely the report for the lower south coast. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Well, yes, the guys are certainly keeping those photos really secretive because of not sharing those spots. But like Adam was saying, you know, you got to respect the anglers. We do know the fish has been coming out, and, you know, we'll just go ahead and fish the whole area if we have to. Well, unfortunately, that's not going to be so this weekend. Looks like we're going to have to go down to those gullies, like what Adam was saying. And yeah, it seems as though chocker and prawn baits are the flavor of the week. So guys, moving further down the coast, we are at Scottsboro and Park Rennie, where I didn't get much reports of virtually anything happening. Not even the guys that usually tell me they got some scratching species. The weather conditions just weren't favorable for much rock and surf fishing out there. As for Warner Beach, well, Gary did see some fish. He did get some reports, and the water is still looking pretty clear. So let's hear what Gary has to say about the fishing over the past week in Warner Beach and Manzantoti.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. Yeah, I think Gary could have been coming out on whole side, mainly. Shad are very scarce still along here, eh? It's hardly a shad to be seen. There have been a couple of brasher and odd stumpy coming out as well. Yeah, still quite a variety of fish if you're going fish for them to be had. And yeah, no shad though, quite strange really. They'll probably rock up in the band season again. But yeah, that's what's been happening this week, and tight lines to you all till next week.
Thank you, Gary. Well, looks as though that Garrick is still coming out on whole sardines and no shad. Well, I wonder why that could be. Could it be because of all that ranting and raving I was going on about a few weeks or months ago when we were overfishing the shad and guys were taking more than their limit? I really wonder. Well, guys, I'm not going to go on with my rant about this. I think I've done more than enough since the craziness of the shad run. What is of importance is that I just got a message. Now, this is Friday, the 15th of September at 10:13 a.m. Well, that's the time of this recording. And I have literally just spoken to Gary because I did get a message where someone was saying they were chased off the beach at Manzantoti due to the E. coli levels being quite high and the beach has been closed. So obviously I call Gary up. Gary, is this true? What's going on down there? Are the beaches open or closed? And as far as he knows, Warner Beach is still open. The water is clear. There are days where they say it's closed and then the next day they say it's open. But as it stands, well, according to the time I've just mentioned right now, the beach is still open, but guys, just stay aware of what's going on. Keep your eye out on those E. coli levels and check whether the beaches are safe to fish or not. So moving on from Warner Beach, we are down in Durban, where we just spoke about no shad, and, well, Mike V has seen some big shad. So there's not a lot of fish, but the fish that has come out are some good quality fish. There are still some garrick around and a few other species out and about with them. And I'm just going to leave Mike V to tell you all about it. And he is followed by Brad Krubler, who did have a small window of opportunity to fish over last weekend.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the last week or so has had some very nice fish caught, but not a lot of them. The one or two days where the conditions were very nice, there was quite a few good fish caught. From the south coast, the guys getting garrick, a couple of flatties in between fishing for the garrick, diamonds, honeys, a couple sandies came out. Up to the north coast where the oaks are catching cob on the live bait, garrick, big, big shad. I saw a picture of a shad on the weekend that must have gone probably close to 7 kilos. That thing was a bus. Yeah, there's been quite a lot of fish like that. When the weather's been bad, the oaks have all been going to catch bronze bream, stone bream. They've all been scratching the bricks and things. So yes, on the rock and surf side, there is quite a bit of fishing to be had. You've just got to change your tackle to the conditions. Ski boat and paddle ski side, the guys got a lot of snook in that on the days where they could get out. Plenty snook. The couple cooter around, odd yellowfin. Guys got a lot of heelback, quite a few dogger as well. So the bottoms have been doing well, tops have been doing well. Guys on the boats and paddle skis have been doing very well. In the bay, quite a few grunter, couple snapper salmon, but that's been about it. I haven't heard of any kingies or springer. I did do a mission into the bay. I didn't get a look at on the lures, so I'll have to persevere with that a bit more. But yeah, that has been the main focus in the bay, in snappers and grunters. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, what can we say, fishing of the last week? Guys, yeah, we had a little window of weather over Saturday and Sunday morning, basically. And yeah, guys, the fish were showing. There wasn't much bite. We did manage to get a couple of fish, nothing to write home about. But yeah, news from out and about. On the far north, that's the Blythedale St. Quasi area, there are plenty back if you're willing to drive all the way out to the Blythedale side. And then once again, far south, so off Toti, and then they are back out that way. But guys, from my side, that wasn't the greatest week. And then, as we all know, the weather has become quite atrocious again with gale force southwesters and northeasters. And yeah, so we just have to wait for the next window gap to be able to get out again. Guys, tight lines and good luck.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So, not much fish, but there are big fish, and that keelback and, well, the rest of the bottom species are fishing quite well. Now, do not forget, at the end of the show, we are going to be back with Mike V's prediction, or let's say his forecast for this weekend and where you should be fishing. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up, I'd say, in about the next 15-20 minutes. Now, moving up to the North Coast, we are with Jesse reporting from the Salt Rock and Belito branch, where it has been a pretty quiet week on your saltwater side, but he has got some phenomenal bass fishing tips and techniques and reasons why you should go and try your hand on some fresh water this season. Guys, here's Jesse from the Kingfisher.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I had a bit of a tough time compiling a report this week because it's been, well, for two reasons. First of all, it's been a bit of a quiet week. I haven't had a lot of info coming in. I normally follow all of the Facebook groups and Facebook pages. I'm on a lot of WhatsApp groups. And it's quite easy for me to, without even getting too much info from the public directly, I can normally go onto the Facebook groups and I can take a look what's happening and get a fair idea of it. This week I've seen probably as little information on fishing and catches that I have in the last maybe 2-3 months. It has been really quiet, unfortunately. And I'm talking mainly rock and surf and ski boats wise. I wish I could say something else, but it just gets that put to that point every year. It's normally around this stage because of the windy season. The ski boats struggle to launch, the skis struggle to launch. The surf gets big, the swell gets big. It's just the windy season. And I have mentioned before that, I've mentioned before that the windy season was previously August. Everybody knew the windy season was August. And over the last couple of years, what's happened is that windy season has started to get longer and longer. And I don't know if it's just the El Nino seasons and the phases that we're going through. It might get back to normal at some stage. Or if it's, I don't like to talk too much about global warming and stuff, but it is a possibility that it is playing a role and our windy seasons are just extending. Our hot months are getting hotter, our cold months are getting colder. It's just the extremes now. And I'm not a weather specialist. I can't say what it is, but that's one thing that I've observed from fishing in the last few years. The windy season is now lasting. I mean, we start just before August or in August, the beginning of August. And as I said, it usually ran till end of August, maybe a little bit into September. We are now in September and we are only just peaking in our wind every day. We're literally halfway through and it's peaking. It's still going to go on the descent. We're probably looking at the wind starting to die off at the end of September. And then into October, the wind is generally going to be pumping a little bit as well. November, December is normally when we have really, really good seas, flat seas, especially nice for the guys coming down on holiday and they want to have some good seas for fishing. Fish, rock and surf. A lot of the guys from Joburg like to come down and fish, rock and surf, and they enjoy that weather. But yeah, it's just frustrating for the anglers, the local anglers, because it is one of the best times of the year to fish for cob, garrick, brusher, stumpies. It really is productive, especially on our coast here, the Bolito coast. It was really productive. And I think that there are ways to combat that. As I said in one of the previous reports, you're just going to have to go with your heavier sinkers, go down on the diameter of your line if possible, and then select your areas very, very carefully. So if you can do that, it's going to benefit you. But I don't want to go on too much about that. I did touch on it in the previous report. Up until now, all I've really heard of from the surf is a handful of shad. I have seen quite a few brusher, but it's coming from slightly further down the coast. There are a couple of gents that are doing incredibly well with the brusher. And it's only a matter of time before they move up here. As I said, my favorite time of the year to fish for brusher is normally September, October. I normally catch most of my brusher in October. I actually take a bit of leave to fish for them. And I'll wait for the weather to come right and I'll fish flat out. Especially on the coast between Le Mercy and Sheffield and Salt Rock. There are a lot of good spots up here. And so basically that's what we can expect. We can also expect the return shoal of garrick. We can expect the cob to come through. They normally peak in our area here. You hear a lot of people talking about Cobtober. So October is normally when it peaks a little bit further down the coast. I found that in our area here, even after October, you can catch cob here all the way through to December easily. We don't have an issue with that. I'd say that it starts off in October really well, and then November is probably, in my opinion, the peak in our area. So you can look forward to that still. That's when the wind starts to die off a little bit. You can go out and fish in the evening. It's a nice and warm evening. Put out a larvae, especially Christmas Bay area, normally very productive up there. Put a quarantine out. You should have a lot of fun on that. Octopus tentacle as well. Normally works very, very well. And then obviously your choco baits, if there's a smaller batch of cob around, those fish between kind of like 2 and 4 kilos, you can catch a lot on choco baits. Choco red eye, normally the best. That's basically what we've got coming up. We'll build up to that. And I have already seen some really nice cob coming out. especially on the boats. This year, as you'll hear in my previous reports, I've spoken about the cob coming out, the yellowtail, Hilbeck. We've had a massive run of it this year. But the one thing that we've seen that we haven't seen in a very long time is the amounts of size cob. I mean, I saw another cob of, I think it was 27 kilos, coming out over the weekend at close to Salmon Bay. The boat launched off Salmon Bay. Not too sure exactly where the fish was caught, but I mean, it was in the area. So another decent fish, some really big ones coming out. And as I said, we've had a bit of a quiet season previously. If you see a 20 kilo fish, it's a good one. This year we've had a couple of fish between 20 and 40 kilos, which is phenomenal to see again. I'm just hoping that a lot of the guys that are catching those really big fish are putting some of them back, because that is obviously breeding stock. So yeah, I think that's basically where I'm going to end it with the with that. We haven't had a good run, unfortunately, and it's a reality. We get these the poor fishing weeks, whether it's fishing or the fish just aren't biting, or the weather's bad. People are busy, can't get out. It's a busy time of the year. It is what it is, and unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. It just gets us pumped up to get out there and go and get some next week. I will continue a little bit with bass fishing, because bass fishing is where it's happening. And I think it ties up perfectly together, because we've got now the opportunity to, instead of sit at home and do nothing, wait for the weather to come up, we can just head up to the dam and do some fishing for some bass. And I know a lot of the rock and surf anglers will laugh at the bass anglers and say, well, how can you go and sit there and catch this little green smelly fish over and over again? A lot of the ski boat anglers kind of from time to time will jokingly look down on the bass anglers and say, you're not a real man for fishing for bass, you know. I'll tell you what, in the last 5 years, I've seen more ski boat and rock and surf anglers convert completely to bass angling than I have in my entire life. It is one of those facets of fishing that if you've done it and you don't enjoy it, you haven't done it properly. If you go bass fishing, you've got the right tackle, you've got the right gear, you're in the right location, you fish with somebody that knows what they're doing, they put you onto fish, you will have the time of your life. And it will become one of your priorities during the year, especially during the spawn when you're going to have the best fun. I think one of the best things you're going to do, don't go fishing on your own, take random tackle, go into one of the fishing shops. I mean, Arbolito and Salt Rock branch, we've got some incredibly experienced bass anglers in both of the branches. Come in and have a chat to us. If you're on this side, if you're not in this area, you go down to any of the other branches, have a chat to some of the bass guys. Ask for somebody in the shop that does bass fishing. Don't just walk into a shop and say, I need some bass gear. Ask for somebody that does bass fishing, because anybody's going to be willing to help you, even if they're a rock and surf or a ski boat angler. But speak to a guy that does bass fishing. He's going to help you out. He's going to give you a lot more detailed info than anybody else in the shop is going to be able to. If you go and speak to a ski boat angler, he's going to give you the right info, but he's not going to go over and above. And it's not because he's not willing to; it's just that he doesn't have the capacity to do it. He doesn't bass fish on a regular basis. He doesn't know the latest and the greatest tips and tricks. He doesn't know what's happening out there because he doesn't keep in the loop. He's rock and surf fishing. That's where his concentration is lying. Go and speak to a bass angler. Come into the Belito branch. Speak to me. It's my favorite facet of fishing. It probably always was, and it probably always will be. I'm passionate about it, and I spend 90% of my time on the waters. Come and have a chat. We'll set you up with the right stuff. We'll give you some inside info. We'll give you some spots. We'll teach you how to fish. And I'll guarantee that if you do it that way, if you do it right, you'll... Every second of your time off from saltwater fishing, you'll think about bass fishing. You'll want to get out there. It is addictive. And like I said, I've seen seasoned ski boat anglers, even commercial ski boat anglers, drop what they're doing and start bass fishing. They love it so much. It's also nice to take the family out. You can't take your family down to a dangerous spot to go rock and surf fish. You can't take your five-year-old son out and launch him through 4 meter swells, you know. You don't want to do that, but you can go to the dam anywhere and you can take the entire family and go have some fun. And this is the right time of year to do it. The guys are catching a ton of fish on all of the dams at the moment. A lot of our coastal dams, there are a lot of small bass in the water already, which means that they've spawned. And the tilapia become very active, the bass become very active, and as a result, they get very aggressive towards each other, and they feed on almost anything. If you go down to any of our dams right now and throw some drop shot in the shallows, you are going to catch fish. It doesn't matter about the size. If you're going to take your family down and you want them to have some fun, let them catch the small fish. It's fine. You can go off to the side and target the bigger fish. I'd say top choices on dams, go down to Hazelmere Dam. There are millions of small fish in Hazelmere. The entire family can catch a good couple each in a day. There are also big fish there, so you can specifically target them. Go up to Albert Falls Dam. You can fish the shoreline. There's kilometers of shoreline that you can fish there. You can walk up and down as far as I can see. It's not heavily surrounded in bushes and foliage that you're going to get your lures hooked up on and all of that. If you want to go to Inanda Dam, you don't have as much shoreline to fish, but there's a nice secured area there where you can have some fun. Guys, you've got tons of waters to fish. If you've got family in the estates, ask them for a code to come into the estates and fish in the estate dams. I know Zimbiti, Zimbali, Brettonwood, Sheffield Manor, all of them have fast dams in them. Guys, I think I'm going to end it there. I don't have too much else to say. As I said, the bass fishing is excellent at the moment. All of our dams are fishing well. Just go and fish, have some fun. Saltwater, a little bit quiet at the moment, but please let us know what happens. It does help us a bit, and we'll chat to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Yes, well, not much to report on the fishing side, but you gave us a wealth of information on that bass fishing. And guys, I can attest to what Jesse has said. I know a fair amount of competitive rock and surf anglers that are now purely bass fishing. I know quite a few ski boaters that are loving the bass fishing, so definitely go and try it out. But the key note is, when you are trying this out, go and speak to someone who's actively involved in that facet of angling, and he will make sure you get onto having those rods bending. So guys, that is our North Coast. Moving further up onto the North Coast, your areas like Zinkwazi, Blythedale and Tinley Manor, virtually nothing to report on your rock and surf side. It has been really quiet. The ski boaters have been getting a bit of snook and keelback darga salmon as well with that. But as for the rock and surf, guys, nothing much has happened. Now moving up to Imtanzini Banks, we are back with Nick. And Nick has reported, well, there has been a bit of fishing. The beauty of Imtanzini this week is that the river is open and there's a lot of mullet. And as we know, there is something that's going to be coming and feeding on that mullet. And one of the highlights of Imtanzini this week was a 163-kilo turtle that the guys rescued. Guys, I'm going to leave Nick to tell you all about it. Here is Nick from Imtanzini.
Afternoon, Vanessa. I don't know when you're going to get this message because we're just about to go into another 4-hour load shedding. During the week, the mouth was open. Actually, last weekend they started opening the mouth, but it's open properly now. It's running deep. And the good news is that mullet have been seen in the river. A lot of mullet, which means a lot of fish coming into the river after them. So we'll see when the guys fish over the weekend. But we suspect that the garrick will be coming back into the mouth as well. As the malabars, it's time for the river snapper to start coming in, so they'll come in. And obviously the malabars can start coming in now because we're coming into the summer. I reckon in about, probably by the weekend, it should be game on in the river. The guys fished up the river mouth over the weekend. They got diamonds, honeys. Actually quite nice size by the sounds of it. I haven't seen any photographs. And two very nice big shad. Unfortunately, well, I always say, this time of the year, the shad fishing is very slow. I'm talking about the smaller, you know, the big shad's always slow. You're only going to get You know, out of a group of six guys, you probably get two in a day. They seem to be solitary feeders, but the little sheds, we're looking for live bait for catching garrick. Oh, they're very elusive. A lot of baby sharks, which is on par for the course of this time of the year. Still cod being caught in the day, and occasionally they're breaking 60. And was very fortunate to be on the beach a couple of Saturdays ago when we did a what they call a pencil duck racing, and a guy asked me to come and push him, but he never arrived. And while I was going up the beach, there was a boat in front of me with a father and son that pushed themselves in, small boat, and we came across a turtle. I don't know if you've seen it, biggest green turtle that they've ever had, rescued at a shocker, 163 kilos. Unfortunately, they'd found a broken camping table, and that was still lying in the back of the bucky, so we slid that under the turtle, and seven of us had to pick it up and put it into a double cab, into the back of a double cab bucky. This thing is so big, we had to like literally fold it into there to get it in. But thankfully it's down there, and the shark are doing their best to get this. They're calling her something storm, or storm something, but let's hope this turtle survives. So we've had a bit of excitement, at least we got fish starting again. When the mouth closed, it seemed to have just devastated the whole bay, both the river fishing and the bay fishing. Until next week.
Cheers. Thank you, Nick. Legendary stuff, my friend, with that turtle. Big up to you guys and the other seven guys that helped pick that 163-kilo turtle up. And we have no doubt that Ishaka and the guys at Ori will be taking good care of her. As for the rest of your fishing, hey, diamonds are back, honeycombs are back, couple sharks, big shad. Looks like Mtanzini is starting to pick up again. And I guess that is exactly why we missed out on Nick for the last 2 weeks, because there is some action happening up there. Now, moving up to Richards Bay. Well, guys, apart from some action in the harbor on those days when the anglers did manage to go out and fish, there were the garrick, the kingfish, those usual suspects. There's been a fair amount of snook on the offshore side, with a few smaller tuna. And as for your rock and surf side, well, there has been some cob, but far and few reports in between. Now, guys, please note, these reports were starting off from the weekend and went until Monday and Tuesday. From Wednesday, this weather has really turned, and not so good fishing going on because of those big seas and heavy winds. As for St. Lucia and Cape Vital, well, we are back with Boise, and Boise has a report of what's been going on. Well, not much of a report, but it's another good, true, honest report of what's happening in his area.
Hi, Vinesh. It's kind of the same. The problem we're having at the moment is that it's been extremely windy for the past 4 or 5 days, so the fish have kind of gone off the bites. People aren't really fishing as much. The store's quite quiet. People aren't buying baits or anything like that. There are some people who have come down to fish Vital, and even they say, you know, one guy told me he got like one lantern, and after that it was just small blacktail and small grunters and things like that. So the fishing actually hasn't been hot this week, to be honest with you. Nothing's really amazing's happened, no big catches to report. So yeah, it's kind of on the quiet side for now, hoping things change.
Thank you, Boise, for a good, honest report. Hey, it is what it is. It has just been one of those weeks. It is that time of the year where it is that windy season, and this kind of fishing is predicted. We know it's going to happen. When that window happens for us to fish, we go and fish. So now, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, he is back. There is Yan with this week's fishing report, where he does have some fish to report on. Guys, here is Yan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. 2 weeks out, and I'm back in the saddle. And we shall be 2 weeks into the Trout River season. And judging by the returns coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, there are some happy anglers about. I, for one, would have been on my favourite trout stream on opening day 1 September, but had I not been a tad further north and on a river just ever so slightly larger. I do hasten to note that I did throw a river on said river, but unfortunately came up empty-handed, while a friend did manage to open his river account for the trip. But can I call that a shared fish? Fingers crossed. Reports are that our local rivers are crystal clear and rather low. So while it seems that somebody forgot to close the fridge or freezer door earlier this week, that little bit of snow up on high will help just a little bit. Returns show that primary river of choice for the NFFC anglers this last week or so has been the Bushman's River, with the Mgeni and Moy rivers not far behind. Water temperatures are pretty optimal, sitting at between 13 to 15 degrees C. With some anglers making the most of their return to river and fishing the first couple of days of the season straight, most fish have been in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter range, but there have been a good showing of fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter, and the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter brackets. At the top end of the tape measure, some excellent early fish have been reported in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter bracket, from both the Mgeni and the Bushman systems. Those are cracking fish to start off your season with. While the flies of choice have been primary nymphs, there has been word of the dry fly getting taken as well. Happy days. There are still a good number of anglers that prefer still overrunning water, as there is this perceived level of quote-unquote technical skill thought to be required to tackle a river, pun intended there. Apart from the lighter gear, usually 1-3 weight rods, which is preferred over the 5-6 weight used primarily for still water, that's not at all true. I find river fishing way easier than still water. So come and chat to me in the Kingfisher for some inside tips and tricks. I am now also champing at the bit to get myself out into a trout stream. So let's hope that happens sooner than later. But first I need to get you stuck back into my river fly box that has been neglected this year for that wee little trip north. As the weather has settled, after the challenging fishing of August, there have been an equal number of returns from the stillwater anglers, and, interestingly, a similar equality in the size ranges of fish caught. Water temperatures are sitting around the 13 degree mark. Biggest stillwater fish reported were in the 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeter bracket, and successful flies have been a mixed bag, from the larger woolly buggers, zonka and leech patterns, down to chironomids and emergers. Top tip here, guys. Start fishing with what you are familiar and confident with, and if nothing is doing, well, then you have some time to think and reevaluate your choice and change, change, change. Last weekend saw the NFFC holding a successful scaly clinic at Inyala Pans on the Umkomas River. Word from the anglers was that it was a most enjoyable and very successful event, with most anglers coming away with something new in their arsenal to tackle these freshwater bonefish. Next month, we'll see the NFFC offering a stillwater clinic. So guys, watch the NFFC socials for confirmations of date and booking. The NFFC have also confirmed that there will be a trout river clinic following the stillwater clinic. On the bass front, anglers are reporting that the fish are moving up into spawn. Both Albert Falls and Midmar are producing some excellent fish. Soft plastics and rattle baits are currently top of the menu. Word from the water is that Nagel Dam has been producing some excellent fish in the 4-5 kilogram bracket. Local angler Tyron McGarry had a good day on the water at Albert's on his pontoon boat. But guys, with reports of these quote-unquote flat dogs about, I'm not sure that I would be dipping my ankles into Albert's, but hey. Fish were averaging in the 1-2 kilogram bracket, with the biggest fish Tyrone reports pulling the scale to 2.5 kilos. Well done, sir. Michael at Kingfisher here also reports a good day out at Midmar recently. So pop into the shop and come and chat to him for the inside track on catching your bucket mouths. Guys, tight lines to all, and do stop in at the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Great stuff, Jan. It's great to have you back. And man, did I miss those puns. Tackle the river. So the river fishing, you got me really intrigued about that, Jan, because, I mean, yeah, I've done my stillwater fly fishing. I'm more of a bass angler when it comes to the freshwater side of things. Obviously, I'm primarily a saltwater angler, but I would love to join you when you are doing that river fishing. So, yeah, next time you're out and about, give me a heads up. I would really, really like to be part of that. As for the boys from the NFFC, looks like they were really waiting for that river fishing, as it seems as though they can't leave those waters. They're definitely stuck on there for a couple days, and they are certainly reaping the rewards. And Jan, I would certainly make that a shared fish. I mean, for you sacrificing our podcast, he should share that fish with you. Share that trophy prize. Guys, that is our freshwater report, and not just our freshwater report, that is our KZN report for this week. Looks as though it is going to be a difficult week ahead, and we do have options. The options are freshwater. Go and try your hand on that bass, like Jesse said. And as Jan just mentioned, the trout fishing is on fire at the moment. Now, I did promise you a saltwater prediction and where you should go if you are going saltwater. So, guys, here is Mike V with his suggestions of where you should fish this weekend.
Buddy, with the conditions I was looking at for this weekend, it's going to be purely an absolute scratching weekend. You're looking at going to go fish for a bronze bream, a stone bream, a Carentine blacktail, or everything you could catch in a very sheltered bay. And they're talking big westerlies on Saturday with massive seas. So we hope it doesn't come, but if it does come, that is what is going to be your main target species. So small prawn baits, light little sinkers, things like that for the close and gullies. Going deeper, you're going to need quite a heavy sinker to hold your small bait in place. And that would be about it. So a stone bream, bronze bream, maybe a stumpy, some small kings, maybe in the mix, things I get. Cool. Have a good one.
And there you have it. Exactly like how Adam put it. Guys, chukka and prawn baits, it's scratching species weekend. It's fishing your gullies, you know, so go and find those sheltered areas. Hopefully it doesn't work out that way, but if it does, at least we know what to do. So thank you guys from the Kingfisher for sharing that intel and that information. And if you're looking for more protected areas, like Jesse said, go and fish bass. KZN has some amazing dams. It is safe, it is protected, it is sheltered, and you will have a good time, especially at this time of the year. So guys, that is our KZN Fishing Report for this week. And if you are not going out fishing, make sure to pop into the Kingfisher. They have the guys, they have the experts to tell you exactly what you should be doing as the better days come. So guys, until next week, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. When you get out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.